G2. Number 6A.
You see, in this way, all the important questions like substance or so could be answered not in a sense of definition, but in a sense of structure. Now, up to now, are you getting dizzy now with all these things? See, up to now we started first by taking 12, you see, the 7 times 7, just the synonymous term. And then introducing the 4 with the 7, the 4 orders, for instance. Then we took one synonymous term and put it into the 4, just one synonymous term, like mind, or an opposite, like evil, and putting it into the 4. But we also can take the other category, the 4 itself, and see the restructuring of the 4 itself. So on the next picture, we can see this, what we have been considering for a long time. Just take first this ground. I put it in the perspective. See, instead of the city 4 square, this black thing is the city, is the square of the city, but I put it in the perspective, the black, in which I didn't want, for safety's sake, not to put in all the 4 times 4, but you can imagine that, you see. And see, well, I can see this as the ground matrix of the 4, but the moment I look at it from each side, I look at it in a different way. It is as if I had a house with 4, you call fronts, 4 sides, and every time I look at this same house from another side, I see a different picture of the same house. It is the same house, but the picture is different. So we can see, for instance, here the word, and if I look at it from the word side to the whole matrix, I guess I have symbolized it like this, in the yellow, you see. Or if I look from the Christ side here, I get the blue, also in the 16. Or if I look from the Christianity, I get the green, and here the violet. In other words, I put it flat here, so that we see fundamentally the black here is the ground concept of the calculus, the 4 times 4. It's a ground concept, or basic concept of the 4 times 4, but if I look at it from each side, I get a different look of it. Here the word, sense, or aspect of it, here the Christ, here the Christianity and the science. Now, this is something which is just evolving out of its own basic structure. Now, what is this word matrix? Actually, I don't know. I'm not quite sure. And I leave it open. It's the next one. I leave it open. I don't know if this word matrix is really that which John Dolly gave us or not. So, you excuse me, I just don't know. I don't want to talk about it if I'm not sure about it. So, but there is a word matrix, whatever that is. I don't know what it actually is. But there must be a word matrix, and so there must be also a Christ matrix. Will you show the next one, the Christ matrix. See, always here I put the thing. See, it is the same 4 times 4, but the overtone or the intersection you put into the system gives to that whole a different aspect, a different tone. Now, for myself, but again, that is something which is open to everything. For me, I felt at that time, as you know, that the prophet gave this Christ matrix. Can you? Sure. Not only one thing. That the prophets gave the Christ matrix. But don't take any of my findings for granted or as things. That's each one be a scientist. You see, in other sciences, each one tries his way, and each one tackles it and tries to tackle it, and finally that which is right crystallizes itself. See, what I only want to show you what I was thinking, the methodology of it. If it's right or not, that is open. I don't quarrel about that if it's right. I only want to see that in our consciousness there is a methodology which should give us the right answer. Namely, you see, the word, here if we have the 16 prophets, that all the word, the first four here, should have that sense of the what I felt of the word, which I called the monopotency of good. You see, it has not only the touch of the word, it has also the touch of the Christ. It's the monopotency of good, the Christ good. So each one of these must always have the overtone of the Christ. Can you see that? Or you can get here the Christ with the, naturally the reforming power. Well, you have here the Christ would naturally in its own office stress, Christianity, the restoration of the idea. It's typical, you see, it's typical Christianity that the idea is put back to where it belongs, Christianity, but that which puts it back is the restoration which gives the overtone of the Christ. Every one of these, you see, must have the touch of the Christ itself. Can you see now what that definition meant when of structure when they said that each part is giving the whole? That each part is giving the whole, though it is different. So all these, and here in science, I felt it was the operation of idea in its principle. Again, you have a sense of science, namely idea and principle, but it is the Christ power of operation, the Christ dynamic, which is reflected there. So these must not only be a word sense, a Christ sense, a Christianity sense, and a science sense, but they must have this a further interjection of system, namely here of the Christ. And so the same, you know, when it gets hot it goes up and then it reflects. Can you see? Here again I tried now to do that which I didn't show before in the other matrices, that I said also these must have a common denominator. Or my findings are not right. If I see what these prophets say, and I don't see that they have a common denominator, namely the word, namely to define the divine purpose. What I felt was the common denominator. Then all these must reflect that. Or in the Christ, they all have the common denominator that they show the translation of two-ness into one-ness. See, you hear at once the Christ. See, the Christ. Here in Christianity, shows evil disappear and good appears. Well, it is a Christianity sense because of the appearance of good, but it has the Christ, again, the Christ impulsion behind it, namely, to make it disappear. How should it appear if there is no Christ impulsion? The making it disappear and good appearing. And the last one has the common denominator of understanding. So in this matrix, which I had in the book of the Minor Prophets, you see, there, about 10 years ago, I tried to show structure. I didn't try in that book to do what John Dawley tried to do, namely to interpret the biblical symbols into metaphysical ideas. That was a very secondary or third or fourth object in it. Therefore, I did interpret a little bit the text in order to prove my main point, namely, have these prophets, now, first, have all these prophets the Christ tone or not? That's the first category. Then, I had to show the intersection with. Have all these prophets here in this vertical of the world the same common denominator or not? And they have all these the common denominator of this. And the common denominator, have they? So I had two. And a third one I had to was the vertical here. So each one, you see, each one of these prophets reflects, always sit here, the Christ. That structure. Do you remember that definition, if I have it at hand? Yes, it is. A structure is the sum total of relationships which maintains the communication between the different parts of the whole. There is even one better, which shows, like in a composition, that each part of a composition must have the touch of the whole. So in this way here, you see, I got structure. And that was really what I wanted to bring out with the book on the prophet. Really, not to interpret the prophet as such, that didn't interest me very much, but I was feeling at that time that the way going away just from matrix form, just from the system form, into the intertwining, intersecting of whole systems. Not only intersecting of categories, but intersecting of two or more systems. And it isn't really, it may sound at first complicated, but it isn't. It always makes things easier the moment one has that feel of it. Yes. So can you see this? That this is there in that book. I did not want to interpret Bible into modern language. I wanted to see if in those 16 prophets was a structure of the Christ structure. Now, if it is the Christ structure or if it isn't, that's secondary. If it is so, and we have found a real finding, the better for us, the happier for us. But it had the main point of culturing within ourselves that trend of getting away from metaphysical interpretation, from metaphysical filigran work, into really structural thinking. And no one can be accused if he makes a mistake. The main thing is that one tries it and tries to catch the new tone. Well, the same thing is true, or I tried to see with the Christianity. No, not that. That's later. I come back to this later on. Christianity, yes. Thank you. So this is the same as we have a world matrix, see, and the Christ matrix. We have a Christianity matrix. But the moment I can define the matrix in terms of classifications, I get structure. Always, structure is always built on system. And the method to deal with a system is always through matrix calculation. So here it is, the Christianity, just the same. And I felt at that time that the next one, the epistles, yes, okay, that the epistles must, like the Christ matrix, have these common denominators. That actually, because, you see, again we could ask, well, what is the difference between 16 in the prophets and 16 in the epistles? It's a 16-16, but there must be a difference, and that difference is given through this sense of the higher category, and therefore these, the word Christ, Christianity, and science, must have a difference tone here than they had in the Christ matrix. They must all again somehow reflect the Christianity. So if I have here the Christ to show the world as the grace of God, well, I at once feel that it has something to do with the world, with the nature of God, but in the Christianity sense, namely in the grace sense. Or if I have the Christ here as the glory of the Christ, I see naturally as one, it is, he's showing all the glory of the Christ that comes to everyone. But again, it has the Christianity sense here of the glory of it. And so in Christianity here, naturally it's accentuated, man's perfection, and then here the science of man. You see, it's the science here, but it reflects in the whole matrix sense of Christianity, which is at the point of man. Now, in the prophets, we didn't have here the science of man, you see. Better. We had here completely different concepts of word, Christ, Christianity, and science. That which differentiates it, that I have here in red, different terms, is really this here that makes it different. And that differentiates. Therefore, it is the introduction of a new aspect of a system which builds system upon system upon system, which is structure. And the same is here, that here the word is accepting something which has very much to do with the word, but very much to do with Christianity. See? And so it is with all the other ones, with claiming, abiding, and so on. They, just to show it, I don't want to explain it. I said at the beginning of this weekend, I want to show the methodology of it, and I want to... The seminar work can do the real substance and think about the real substance. But I must show you the approach, the methodology of how to approach the subject of the science of being. All right. But can you see another the point? I was speaking about structure and restructuring. I think without restructuring, really structure loses its office. Because only then, when we have a structure like the 4x4, only then when we have that, the 4x4, and restructure it, we really get structure. Only when I have that 4x4, which was in black, you know, remember I had it here in black, and I begin to restructure it, that is, to have always a different view on the same thing, I begin to get a whole which embraces really all the aspects. Yes. So this is, I wonder if this is enough about structure, consciousness. Do you feel I have made it clear, or do you feel I have made a whole mess out of it? Yeah. All right. So, we go a step further. We had first the atomistic thinking, and we had yesterday the linear thinking, and we had the functional thinking. Then we had the operational thinking, and then we started really with the main thing. These are, so to say, the groundwork which has brought us to the structural thinking. And now we come to the next one, namely to the dimensional, the consciousness. There I can't say any more thinking, just as with structural. You cannot more say any more structural thinking, clear structural consciousness, because no more thinking. Why do I say that? Why do I say that? You see? See, this, I think the way from the atomistic thinking to the linear thinking, very well, really thinking. I start with the first stage. I go now, I must now go to the second and not third. It's thinking. See, we use our logical reasoning. It's thinking. And the functional is still thinking. because we are thinking how to blend ideas with each other and how they blend infinitely with each other. And even when we have the operational sense, the work of Christ, Christianity, to science, it was still a thinking sense at the beginning. See, a thinking which builds within us the categories of the four. Once those categories are somehow natural to consciousness or to thought, it becomes our structured consciousness. It becomes the grand structure of consciousness, which we are no more thinking. We have, so to say, established in thought those clear categories. And the purer they are, the more those categories are innate in us. Can you say innate? They are warm in us, they are natural within us. And then the experience, the moment we come to structure, that consciousness begins to use our thought to restructure our thinking so that it is no more thinking. I can't see it anymore as thinking, you see. It's that switch there where we come out of the metaphysical really into the scientific approach, where we are the thought of, and where we are no more the thinker. And therefore, we see in being, you see, in being, there exists that sense of structure. It's not, we make it up. And therefore, the moment our window pane is clear, so to say, and that's been made clear through first scientific, clear, pure thinking, and finding those pure categories, that then the light can shine through and can use those categories within us and restructure those categories and that gives structure. Something terrific. And naturally that gives the whole different sense of practice, and it's a beautiful sense of practice that it gives to us. But it has nothing anymore to do with the old sense of practice. And it gives a sense of practice where you just feel that you can't give any more treatment. So it sounds funny, huh?
Where you just,
yes, and you just feel when the case is coming to you, it doesn't come to us, but it is brought into the restructuring of the system, and that looks after it. That makes it work. And it's really sometimes quite enormous what that is doing. But, as we have seen yesterday, you see, what we have seen yesterday, that the moment we come to the structural practice, we can no more demonstrate that which the patient wants to demonstrate. That's the thing. You see, one has to take that risk as a practitioner, that one says, well, it's no good because it didn't demonstrate what I want him to demonstrate. And I can't go along with that anymore. But I see that if a patient is willing to be put into, to let himself be put into being's, capital B, into being's own structure, that he finds a solution which is much bigger and much different than what he was ever dreaming of. And I feel that's the purpose of the goal-directing dynamics of being. To bring out something different than this pedantic, narrow-mindedness of having our own desires being fulfilled. So, I think that whole sense of practice, which was dominant in the beginning of Christian Science, is just going out of the picture. Just going out of that thing. All right, now, we come to the dimensional consciousness. Well, what is dimensional consciousness? You know, I have called my latest book The Four Levels of Consciousness. Levels. I said, I'm not quarreling about the term. I don't know if it's good. I didn't like standpoint because it isn't a standpoint. I didn't like dimension, really, at that time, because Mrs. Eddy had said, was speaking of line, plane, and space in fourth dimension, therefore using dimension really there as four dimensional, therefore as the word Christ, Christianity, and Science. Actually, I would have liked to take dimension, but I didn't like it to do it because of Mrs. Eddy also. And so I took level. Today, perhaps, I would call it dimension, just the same, and coin the new term, because the whole world is today, in all the sciences, feeling that they must take into consideration what they call levels, very often levels, very often they call it strata, or they call it nowadays mostly, in the latest, also dimension. So, when I speak now about the dimensional consciousness, I really touch now on those four levels. So if I say levels or dimension, I mean the same. Now, what do these dimensions really want to bring out? Why aren't we happy with what we have been considering? It's already seems to be complex enough. Why something more? Well, all the various science begin to see that unless they take in dimensions, they can't tackle anymore with any subject. And in order to illustrate that, I first speak in symbols again. Jesus did speak in symbols, so why shouldn't I speak in symbols of the sciences of today? So what I'm saying in the next quarter of an hour, 20 minutes, don't take that as a explanation of the signs of being. Take it as a symbol. I must always say that because those symbols are always related to the material, to the human, to the organic, and so on, and so only serve as a symbol. And then afterwards we can rise above the symbols. The question of having dimensions or levels in the various sciences, like, oh, any science practice, is that naturally one has come to the point where one has seen that every subject is so big that no one can tackle that subject alone. And therefore, one has to specialize in a subject, and that's a good thing. The medical people couldn't take the whole body off and know everything about the whole body. They had to specialize, and it's quite a big thing to be a good eye doctor or a throat doctor or I don't know what you call them, a specialized doctor. And that alone is a big subject. So this specialization has brought both necessary in order to be able at all to get deeper and deeper into the understanding of the subject. And as such, specialization is positive. As such. The danger that arose really was this, that the specialist generalized. That the specialist generalized and thought that what he is knowing is really the only thing true about the whole subject. Or that he was thinking, that special subject which I know, but without any connection with the whole. And therefore is taking away or is putting the whole into parts and dissecting it, and therefore there is no more relationship between the part and the whole. This is called reductionism. This trend to specialize and then to call that the only thing. I can say it like this. You see, reductionism is this, when somebody comes along, and a teacher, and there are various wonderful examples of these people tell them, and says, we were being told when we went to school that man is nothing else but an oxidation process. Because you finally can reduce the whole system of man to an oxidation process. Or the other one came and said, there's nothing else but. I put the accent on nothing else but. Nothing else but a combustion process. Or the other one said today, well, man is nothing else but a complicated biochemical mechanism. He's nothing else but a computer, because the whole body runs on a cybernetic system. So, this sense to take a specialized view on the whole and say this is the whole of it, this is the danger. They call this that nothing but, you see, is taking really a whole phenomena like man and reducing it to just one aspect of that man and then generalize it. There are those, the French call them those terrible generalisateurs. See? Just as we have the terrible simplificateur, it is taking a special aspect and saying, this is the whole about it. You don't have to need any, all the rest is not interesting, it's just an epiphenomenon of that which they have found out. So today they come and say, yeah, what a specialist finds out is fine, it's necessary, it's absolutely necessary, but it must be seen as one of the dimensions of the whole. And the whole has various dimensions. So a man is a computer, but is infinitely more than a computer. All right, you can say the human body is but an oxidation process, but he's infinitely more than that. And so that infinitely more is not infinitely more oxidation process, but infinitely more dimensions about man. But just reducing the whole mechanism of the organism to an oxidation process.